ਕੌਮ ਵੇ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਆਫ ਕੌਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੌਮ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਨਾ
Rinpoche wishes everybody a good evening, and he includes the aspiration or the wish that all of our wisdom of listening, reflecting, and meditating may increase.
Tene tambe chu nyam se lemba la tambe chu la tsan gomsom seba te hajang karchenbo shendo karchenbo re.
To practice the Jnana Dharma, it is very important to listen, reflect, and meditate upon the Dharma.
The jumsen karisa na tangbo yabo tu na, tene rangka samno yabo tang hikre sambe hirapje kre, tene samsung ke hirapje na gomba kapsa yabo gom hikre. This na tene tusang gom sumka kore.
What is the reason for this? The reason is, when we listen very well, then we will know, we will think about it, and we will come to know how we meditate in the end. First listening, then thinking about what was said, our wisdom of reflecting will increase, and if we have reflected, then we will be able to meditate. Generally, to listen, reflect, and meditate upon the Dharma is a means to realize the Absolute Truth.
Then, don't tamper dembam, same genealog te, then, lamsang chicherto, gom chicher the datena, tokale caboyere, then, remba yendo, gom, remba yendo hena.
To realize the Absolute Truth or to realize the true nature of mind at once is very difficult. One has to do that gradually in steps. Therefore, one has to go through steps of meditation. Why do we have to realize the Absolute Truth or the true nature of mind? This is because we have to pacify all our delusions. We are living in a state which is compared to not recognizing that we are dreaming. As long as we are dreaming and we don't recognize it, then we are deluded or confused, and this brings with it lots of suffering. If we have good dreams, we will cling to this happiness in the dream, and based on this clinging, we will have suffering. Also, when we have bad dreams, based upon this taking the bad dream to be truly existent, we will suffering as well. But if we recognize that we are dreaming, then no matter whether we have good or bad dreams, we won't take it to be true, and we won't have the suffering. Therefore, we have to recognize a dream. And in the same way, our life outside the dream is also a confused state of mind. Therefore, we have to pacify this confusion, to get rid of our suffering based on this confusion. And for this, we have to put the Dharma into practice.
Trunang donga hebe tap. tamche nyamni inde inbe deser chula tesamsa
Rinpoche composes a verse for us to summarize that, which says, like the suffering, or like the confused suffering in a dream. We have to pacify all of our confused suffering. The means for that is to practice genuine Dharma. Therefore, we have to listen and reflect upon the teachings. I read it once more, and Rinpoche wants us to recite it together. It says, like the confused suffering in a dream, we have to pacify all of our confused sufferings. The means for that is to practice genuine Dharma. Therefore, we have to listen and reflect upon the teachings. Let's sing it.
Thank you.
Like the confused suffering in a dream, we have to pacify all of our confused sufferings. The means for that is to practice the genuine Dharma. Therefore, we have to listen and reflect upon the teachings.
Thanks.
Like the confused sufferings in a dream, we have to pacify all our confused suffering. The means for that is to practice genuine Dharma. Therefore, we have to listen and to reflect upon the teachings. Like the confused suffering in a dream, we have to pacify all of our confused sufferings. The means for that is to practice genuine Dharma. Therefore, we have to listen and to reflect upon the teachings.
Tene nga tso kham som ji sim chin nam la dunga mandava na tsokpa chi yobare. Dunga mandava na tsokpa ti Trupa dunga re mato, denba trupa dunga mare. Malam ye the trupa dunga re mato, denba trupa dunga mare. Karsi dunga de denba trupa yina, then dunga de pang toga mare, dunga le tro toga mare. Dunga de denba madropa, malam tava yimba sena, then the natto dunga le tro togre. Kandere, malam de me, tsukwa de chiche, dunga jin yuma yina, then the malam mo mahina dunga yere. Motion at Dunga Yamare. Pay taking the Natu Dunga the Denver Madobre, Denver Madoba Sorte Yabuhina, then a Dunga letter to it. Tell us on the Yapatango.
We are sentient beings of the three realms, and all of us, we have different types of sufferings. All this suffering is confused suffering. It is not a suffering which truly exists. It's just a suffering like a dream. If suffering were truly existent, then we would not be able to liberate ourselves from suffering or to give suffering up. But suffering is just like the suffering in a dream. If we are burned by a fire in a dream, or if we are drowning in water in a dream, then as long as we don't recognize the dream, then we will suffer. But as soon as we recognize the dream, then we won't suffer anymore. Therefore, what we have to do is we have to understand that all our suffering is just confused suffering and not truly existent. If we know that it does not truly exist, then we will be able to liberate ourselves from all our sufferings.
Thing as on trip, you don't know your body, Malam land trip, don't know your body in the yin and trip, don't know as on what hit about Mamboyere. Tene, don't know the trip, but he na, tene pang lay lava charity, Tambo Samia, Matu don't know the trip, don't know, but he had the carjimoto.
Because this suffering is deluded or confused suffering, we have to just understand that first. Like in a dream, we have just deluded or confused suffering. If we recognize the dream, then the suffering will be gone. So the first step we have to do is we have to understand that our suffering does not truly exist, that it is just confused suffering. And upon that, we will be able to give it up easily.
Tene trupe donga de yebesena donga trupa yimba am trupe donga yebesena tene nyangin le de ba yebare kasi trupe donga mine yang nyang de yang sigmare trupe donga yebesena trupe donga le troba te nyang de re tene nyang de yebare trupe donga yebesena nyang de yebare yang de la tsukye zo ya ya.
And it is for the reason that our suffering is just confused suffering that we can give it up. And if we give up the suffering, or if we are liberated from the suffering, then we have attained nirvana. If it were a truly existent suffering, we could not give it up and we couldn't attain liberation.
Trupa dungan de yasir nyangin de bai ya bai. Truna dungan de mina nyangin de bai me bai yor. Nang chiran su peke jangin su yang cik te zong de bai yong kare. Nyangin de bai me bai yor. Take it, Gogodan as what you are. Gogodan. Re Trupid Dungan de Yerbesena, Trupid Dungan de Yerbesena, Yan de Yere. Jimsin Carre, Yangin de Sichet Dungan de Bare, Trunang at Dungan de Yerbesena, Kovan Trunang at Dungan de Yerbesena, Trunang Dungan Len de Abatin Yan de Yan de Yerbesena, Trupid Dungan de Yerbalatin de Yan de Yerbare. Carse and Trupid Dungan mean. Dongan de demba troba yinching troba donga tani mina, tene trunang donga le troba nyande de sige yomare.
Rinpoche composed a verse again. This verse says, because this confused suffering exists, there also exists nirvana. Let's say also nirvana exists. If there were no confused suffering, there would be no nirvana. Rinpoche explains that saying Nirvana, if you translate it, it says beyond suffering. So since there is confused suffering, we can give up this suffering. So since we can give up this suffering, we can reach a state which is beyond suffering. If suffering were truly existent, we couldn't give it up, and one could not claim a samsara or a state which is beyond suffering. That's what these two lines say. It says, because this confused suffering exists, also nirvana exists. If there were no confused suffering, there would be no nirvana. If the suffering were truly existent, we couldn't give it up, so we could not reach a state which is beyond suffering. We have to recite it. Because this confused suffering exists, also nirvana exists. If there were no confused suffering, there would be no nirvana. Because this confused suffering exists, also nirvana exists. If there were no confused suffering, there would be no nirvana. Because this confused suffering exists, also nirvana exists. If there were no confused suffering, there would be no nirvana.
Tene yang nga cho dunga le sem cho ba yore. Dunga le sem cho ba yore ba te nga cho le dekhi nyingbo yore batare. Kasi dekhi nyingbo mewa yina, semchin le dekhi nyingbo meena, tene dunga le sem cho ba yang si kamare. Te tekwa chimpi jui lama le jipchin samgung sungpare.
We all have suffering, and we are all fed up with this suffering. And being fed up with the suffering is a sign for that we have Buddha nature. If we didn't have Buddha nature, we would not be able to be fed up with suffering. This is taught, for example, in a text which is called The Changeless Nature or the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra.
Dola chobe sem yeser dekhi nyingbo yabayi. Kasi nyingbo mi chorna dola chobar majoro. Dekhi sona?
Masam.
Sa, kobudwa.
Dola chobe sem yeser?
Dola chobe sem yeser dekhi nyingbo yabayi. Kasi karte nyingbo mi chorna te tsik duvare. Karte nyingbo mi chorna dogla chovare ma choro.
Rinpoche puts that into a verse. Saying, since there is weariness with suffering, we do have the Buddha nature. If we didn't have Buddha nature, we wouldn't be fed up with suffering. Shall I read it once more? Since there is weariness with suffering, we do have Buddha nature. If we didn't have Buddha nature, we wouldn't be fed up with suffering. Let's sing it. Since there is weariness with suffering, we do have Buddha nature. If we didn't have Buddha nature, we wouldn't be fed up with suffering. Since there is weariness with suffering, we do have the Buddha nature. If we didn't have Buddha nature, we wouldn't be fed up with suffering. Since there is weariness with suffering, we do have the Buddha nature. If we didn't have Buddha nature, we wouldn't be fed up with suffering.
Nga tsu sem ching gande chen na donga chon na donga te le sem cho. Donga le sem cho ne donga te le thandu wang te le trondu ji lo che ge yobare. Te che wa te dekhi nyingbo yobbe jim sin jire. Dekhi nyingbo me na tene donga la cho te le thandu ji lo che ge mare.
Whatever kind of sentient being there is, they have suffering. And all of these sentient beings can become fed up with suffering as well. And from being fed up with suffering, we develop the desire or the wish to get rid of this suffering, to get liberation. And this is a sign, or one says the reason for that is that we have the Buddha nature. If we didn't have the Buddha nature, if all sentient beings didn't have the Buddha nature, they wouldn't develop the wish for liberation of suffering.
Tina tandanga so donga le sem chogendo donga le sem chuan ne donga te la thardo je lo chegendo te thando ye ba te dekhi ni bo ye ba ta re te se na tina nga so te ne dekhi ni bo ye ba se na tam be chule chen nyam ni se na te ne thar ba thop thop re
As was said, when we are fed up with suffering, we develop the wish to liberate ourselves from this suffering. And this is a sign for that we have the Buddha nature. And having the Buddha nature gives us the opportunity to put the genuine Dharma into practice and in the end, liberate ourselves from suffering.
Tene tambe chula tusang gomsom seyate, tene taye pe simjin la pemba cha chenpo jongwe, tene manam yo.
Rinpoche concludes this welcome with the wish that we will be able, after having gathered here for 7 days, and listened, reflected, and meditated upon the genuine Dharma, that we will be able to benefit limitless sentient beings.
Tanda tsikye tori so somrebe. Tene tsikye somte yang tuendala samnuntang ten duun yapado kole lavayo. Tene peke jangin su yang, te tsikye tene jang na yang yapayo.
Rinpoche composed these three verses for us. If we recite that again and again, they are very easy to be understood. We can recite them in Tibetan and then in English, and then listen or think about what it about the meaning. And those who study Tibetan, they could take the opportunity to study their Tibetan upon those verses.
Tada-dame-tuk-je-dai, jarve-kusong-tuk-je-dai-si-cha-ya.